Yes.
What was he, a journalist or writer? Something of that sort, wasn't he?
I can't remember. He wrote a lot of articles and things. Very well known in Oxford at that time. He lived in Botley Road somewhere. Not Botley Road, Lambert Road somewhere. Anyhow, what's your name? Was he a very sort of abrupt man, and he wandered about. So I said, well, I mean, it had a... Oh, any relation to Grace? So I said, yes, niece. She died then, you see. God, he said, walking about the room, how I loved that woman. It sounded so extraordinary coming from him. What he really meant was he was absolutely bursting with admiration for her, of course.
Yes.
Oh, I loved
her. And Professor, yeah. And W.G.S. Adams said she had the best brain in Oxford.
Best man's brain in Oxford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they had enormous admiration for her, all of them. You see, I was lucky in the sense of being in Oxford just after she died. And as I had to do this wardrobe, driving lecturers to camps, as well as people to hospital, I very often took, because I was younger than a lot of the people who were driving and considered a good driver, so I was often had to take them out to all sorts of places.
So you've got
very,
some of
it was very interesting, and they knew the name at once, you see, that was a thing.
Yes.
So I got all sorts of things out of them.
Yes.
But it's the only two I can remember offhand.
Yes, that's very interesting. Her humour, which is another way, of course, she gets hold of the meeting at the Albert Hall, is a gentle wit.
Yes, really, she suddenly says something awfully humorous, sort of funny. I don't know how you put it exactly. She got everybody feeling it wasn't a meeting, it was a great enjoyable occasion.
And she gives the impression, in public anyway, being a very human person.
Oh, yes, very human person. But you see, she would let everybody have so much rope. She'd let, you know, this is her art of being a chairman. She'd get out of everybody what they wanted to say. But in a minute, she could stop it and get them onto the line that she wanted without the slightest difficulty.
And without in the least giving offence.
Never got offence.
No, I think
that was an art. That was a great gift. She had great gifts, there's no doubt about it. I mean, she had great gifts. And she made good use of them.
Yes, because one...
And to entirely selfless... I mean, she did exhaust herself for people, really. Endless troubled students, young students coming up who were just... beginning to be the difficult age and breaking out and a difficult time, and any of them now will tell you what a marvellous outlook on life she gave them.
Yes,
but she would also, you see, be so practical and sensible. Another had a cousin who lived in Cheltenham. She met her only once because I think she wanted to go to Oxford, but they couldn't afford to send her. And my aunt, she told me that she went to be interviewed by my aunt, who said, now, Ruth, you've got to accept this. You're not coming up to Oxford. That doesn't mean in the least that you're going to lack anything at all. If you are Haddo, you will either teach or go into social work. And in a funny way, she sort of did both. And that was the end of it, you see.
Yes.
She was rightly disappointed herself, but had to accept it. And now Grace wouldn't say, now you've got to somehow get the money from somewhere, or no.
You've got to live.
She had two or three brothers who got to be educated, and they were all clever, and did very well indeed. And it was still the case, in her case, that the daughter couldn't have the same chance. They couldn't run to it, or her father was a parson too. And actually, she in the end had an extremely good job as personal manager at Lever Brothers for 14 years and taught typing as well as all sorts of other things and did the social side of it, you see.
No, it's interesting. I mean, you need that combination of
But you see, she would consider that was just as important as getting a degree at Oxford if that happened to be your fault.
Well, fair enough. Yes, fair enough. Did you feel she was a country person, really?
Not in the sense that I am.
Yes. She was interested in country.
She loved
things.
The country. She was interested in the country things, but I always felt slightly sort of academic's an awful word to use, but I can't think of anything else.
No.
She
wasn't in any sense rustic.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. And even if she delved in the gardening, you felt it wasn't really her fault. I mean, she didn't look natural at it somehow. you couldn't see her doing anything sporting in the country in any sort of way. Not that side of her at all. Mm. Not at all.
Did she ever read stories to you as a child? Do you remember her?
Well, we didn't really have time for that, but you see, she was with us so little.
Mm.
But she saw we had plenty of books. I mean, she brought us up on...
Charlotte Young?
No. Well, Hans Andersen's various books.
Oh, I see. And did she really?
Things
yeah.
like that. Yeah. But I was thinking of... What's the one about the bear? Not A.M.L. before that.
Not Uncle Remus. No.
Uncle Remus.
Remus.
Mm. And then, Lewis Carroll's books, that sort of thing, because you say they were friends.
You had a feeling she liked those books.
Oh, yes. They must Straw Peter and all those old children's books.
Mm. Straw Peter was a marvellous book, though now it seems terribly sadistic,
doesn't
it?
But yes. I mean,
well,
we thought it was marvellous, of course. Yeah. Oh, yes.